We continue our learning. The Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio ben Avos Perak Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis Hillel the Shammai Kiblu Mehem. Hillel and Shammai received the Mesorah from Shemayin Avtalion. Hillel was born in Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisrael when he was 40, according to the Sifri, and he studied under Shemayin Avtalion. Shammai also was a student of Shemayin Avtalion. Hillel became the Nasi, and Shemaya the Av Beis Din of the Sanhedrin. Hillel and Shammai were the fifth generation of Zugos and the final generation of Zugos. Afterwards, we speak about the Tanoim in general, but Hillel didn't become the Nasi right after Shemaya. There were a group of Rabbanim, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, who were all brothers, who were known as the B'nai B'Tera. In fact, B'nai B'Tera, one of the streets in San Simon in Israel. B'nai B'Tera, they served at the position of Nasi, and the Gemara Masechet Daf Samach Vav discusses a case where Hillel obviously knew something about the Halacha more than the B'nai B'Tera did. It was something related to Pesach, and therefore they decided that Hillel should be the Nasi. So Mishnah here says, Hillel Omer, what does Hillel teach us? Hevei mi talmidov shel Aharon. A person should be one of the students of Aharon. In what way? Ohev shalom v'rovdev shalom. Loves peace and pursues peace. So what does it mean to be the talmidim of Aharon? So the Bar Tanura quotes from Avos de Rabbi Nassar. Ketzadai Aharon ovi shalom. But what would Aharon do that we say he loved peace? It's one thing to love peace in your heart. It's another thing to pursue peace. As the rovdev shalom is another level. So the Irid says, K'shar yaroesh shnei b'nei adam is kotetim. When he saw two people quarreling, ha'yoholech l'chol echad mehem, he would go to one of them without the other one's knowledge. You should see your friend, he regrets, he has such remorse, he's hitting himself. The fact that he sinned against you, he wronged you. And he came to me to tell me, this was Aaron telling this person, this is not true, but that in fact, he feels better. Could you please forgive him? So he would do this to both sides. So when they came to, they saw each other. They realized that each side wanted, really felt such regret and wanted to apologize, and that the other person should have within their heart to forgive them. So they would kiss each other. So this is something that how could Aaron do so? This is really was not true. It's not like he ever spoke to one of the people. Person never said that they regretted and they hoped that the other person would forgive them. But nonetheless, we have the concept of Maseches Yevamos on Daf Samach Hey, where a person can be Mishaneh B'Pnei HaShalom. You can tell an untruth in order to maintain peace. So this is an example of where we allow such a thing. What is it then? Bar Tanur continues, tell us, what does it mean he was Rodev Shalom? This was Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. No, the first is, yes, he loved peace and he pursued peace. How did he pursue peace? By running after these people. But then it says something else to be a part of the Talmidim of Aharon, at least according to one interpretation of the Mishnah. Ohev esa brios umrekoven laTorah. He would love brios, all people, and he would bring them close to Torah. So that's what the Bar Tanur now says. V'ketzarei mekarev esa brios laTorah. How would he do that? Shoyo yodea ba'adam she'avar avera hayom eschaberimo umarlam parim tzehuvos. When he saw, what does it mean? He would draw people close to Torah. When he knew someone violated an avera, he would connect to him. He would get close to him. He would spend time with him, and he'd show him a very shiny, very radiant face, a face of love. Even though this person may have done something wrong, now not this person didn't think Aro knew about it, but v'haya osam adam is biased. That person felt so embarrassed. Why? V'omer, he said to himself, "Ilo yo yodei tzadik zeh ma'asai haroim." If this tzadik Aro would have known that which I did wrong, he would never be so radiant and want to spend time with me. He would distance himself from me. Because of that, he felt so guilty in front of Aaron, even though Aaron had no idea. And Aaron was showing such love. The person would do tshuva. This is the Malachi. Malachi would testify about this in Perek Beis. Pasuk Vav, Bishalom Uvi Mishor Halach Iti V'Rabim Heshiv Me'alon. It was through the peace that Aaron was able to walk with Hashem, and in that way he was able to bring people back from their wrongdoing. We're told that because Aaron loved people so much and drew them in, that's why, although when Moshe passed away, it says the Jewish people cried for him, they wept for him for 30 days. The phrase Kol Beis Israel is used when it comes to Aaron, because everyone cried for him, because he was the one, some say maybe that includes the women, because he tried to bring peace, Shalom Bayis, and they were happy that he was doing so. And that's the idea of not only having the Ahava of Shalom in one's heart, but Shalom, he would chase after it. So the first of some give the example. Let's say you have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, where it says Ki Karei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha. Only if the opportunity presents itself is there a mitzvah. So, but to run after it, try to find a nest, we're able to perform the mitzvah. Yet, Aaron would go out of his way to try to find a situation where he could be of assistance so that he could bring peace between people. And some say when the Mishnah says, be one of the Talmidim of Aaron, that's only on Ohev Shalom or Rodev Shalom. But the next statement, Ohev Es Abrios and Mekavim LaTorah, this is a charge to everybody, is not related to Aaron. Person should love Brios. Brios means all types of people, not only Jews. Brios, all of Hashem's creatures, a person should love. Mekavim LaTorah, and this is every Jew has an obligation to try to draw people in to Torah as much as they can. So whether it's something that Aaron did, or maybe this is just a teaching of Hillel. Hillel says you should be Oveis Abrios and Mekarvin LaTorah. That's something that everyone's supposed to do. Additionally, when we speak about being in the Talmidim of Aaron, why doesn't they try to just be like Aaron? Some of us say you can't be like Aaron. It's impossible to be on that level. But nonetheless, we could be his Talmid. The Talmid means I won't necessarily know as much as the Rebbe does, but I should learn from Aaron, and that way I can emulate his behavior. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hu Haya Omer, Hillel would say something to the following, and this we're going to see is in Aramaic. Why is this Mishnah Aramaic? Mishnahis in general are from days of the Mishnah. We people spoke Hebrew, lived in Eretz Yisrael in general. So number one, we mentioned that Hillel started out in Bavel, so it's something that he may have taught in Bavel already. So therefore, we keep it in a familiar Aramaic, or maybe it was something that was so important to him that he wanted even the unlearned people who did not speak Hebrew, who only spoke Aramaic, to know this teaching as well. So Hu Yomer, what would he say? Nigad Shema Avad Shemei. Person becomes Nigad. What's Nigad? So Bartanura says, Misha Nimshach Shemo. Nigad means as Aramaic for to draw, a name that's drawn out. What does it mean, a name that's drawn out? Misha Nimshach Shemo L'merachok. His name is drawn out and he's known. He has a reputation far away, Mitoch Srarav Rabbanos, because of his position of authority. Meheroi. So if a person's name has renown because of a position of authority that he has, eventually his name will be lost. We mentioned already, we already mentioned the fact that taking positions of authority, it literally barely buries the people who do so. And then it says, Nigad is Lashon Meshicha. Okay, so what we mentioned this already. We learned in Mishnah Yud Usnas Harabbanos, the person should not assume positions of authority. And we spoke about the fact that the person certainly should not abuse that position, being overbearing to other people, being in this position of authority, taking advantage of people. And eventually this is going to bury such a person. And so Hillel is basically saying what Shmaya taught us already, and that's Sarabonus. Different difference is that Shmaya just told us, cautions us, that we shouldn't take those positions because of the potential harm it may cause to ourselves and because of the harm it causes to other people. And Hillel says, what are the consequences of that? In fact, Negat Shema, if you do, your name is drawn out because of a position of authority, you have this reputation of fame because of your position of authority. Avat Shema, your name will be lost. Some actually... those are the ramifications of taking on that position. Avad Shema, interesting, it doesn't, the language Avad Shema means his name is already lost. It doesn't say Yehaveh Shema, his name will be lost. So some of Farshim say, why does Mishnah say that? Means it's so obvious that that's what's going to happen. We can say it has already happened. And others understand the Mishnah now, not that a person took a position of authority, where we say, Snas HaRabbanos. No, this is a person who promoted himself for no reason. This is a person who does not deserve to be in that position of authority. So certainly such a person, Nigat Shema, Avat Shema, your name is going to be lost. And others claim maybe this is someone who is who's knowledgeable in Torah, but he studies Torah for that purpose, and for the purposes of having a name that's drawn out literally so people will know him. So if a person is studying Torah for ulterior motives, so Avat Shema, that name will eventually be lost. Then the Mishnah says, Udolomo Sif, person doesn't add, increase onto his learning, Yosef, he eventually will decrease or will be lost or be destroyed. That says the Bar Tanura, Mishaino Mosif Ali Mudo, Yosef, Yosuf Mi Piv, he will lose from his mouth, Mashek Avar, Lomad, Vishkach Tamudo, and he will forget his learning. And others say, no, it's not Yosef, he will lose it, but rather Yeosef, like we have the language of the Torah, Yeosef. Seif el amav, so that means the person will gather unto his people, which is another way of saying that person is going to die. Here we're going to say that he's going to die a premature death, someone who does not add on to his learning. Could be that first interpretation fits a little bit better to the Mishnah, because the next line in the Mishnah speaks about someone who doesn't learn at all. Udala yalif, you don't learn at all, k'tala chayav, then you chayav misa. So to say that the person who udala masif doesn't add on to his learning, ye'aseif, so maybe that means he'll lose his learning, but a person who doesn't learn at all, that's even more severe. There we say, person, what's the point of his being alive if he's not going to be studying Torah and trying to improve himself and try to, Torah primarily is in order to perform the mitzvos properly. So someone delo yalif doesn't learn at all, then kitalachayav, says the Bar Tanura, kashem midelo mosif. Someone who doesn't learn at all is worse than one who doesn't just add on to his learning. Hilcha kitalachayav, that's why it's chayav misa. Kloma ra'ui hu sheyaharguhu. Interesting. He's fit that people should kill him. Kamo shama, the Gemara Mesachim daf mem test speaks very very harshly about how to treat an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz mutra l'kashem Karo Kidag, you're able to rip him open like a fish, umigabo, and only from his back. So there's some messages in that Gemara, may not be taking that so literally, but nonetheless, we speak harshly that people who are wasting their time and have potential to learn and don't learn at all, and in that way do not improve, not prove themselves spiritually. According to interpretation, that Dulam Osif means a person who doesn't add to his learning, Yosef, means Yosef, he should die. So what's the difference between the beginning and the end of the Mishnah? So some explain, oh, we can understand the Mishnah in this way as well. Yosef means he should die a premature death. Dulam Yolif, that's the person who doesn't add on to his learning. Dulam Yolif, the person who doesn't learn at all, Ketala Chayav, he's Chayav death immediately. So that would be the difference between them. But nonetheless, the idea that no one certainly should take this into their own hands. This is Hashem giving a message, or our Chachamim in the Mishnah giving a message to people to understand that what is the purpose of a life, the purpose of living, is to increase their knowledge so they can perform mitzvot and make the world a better place and become an Eved Hashem. So therefore, the Mishnah speaks very harshly about those who do not engage in Torah study. And then the Mishnah concludes, Udish Tamesh Bitaga, a person who serves or uses, makes use of a taga. Taga is a crown. Chalaf, he should pass from through. Chalaf is like the word avar in Aramaic. Also, we have that in Shir Hashirim. Chalaf halachlo. A person should pass away from this world. What does it mean to use a crown? So the Bar Tanura says, Hamishtamish bikisra shel Torah. Person who is using the crown of Torah kodem, Hamishtamish bikelov. Like he's using his own utensils. That's what how you're using the crown of Torah. I think crown of Torah is something to be used like using a fork. Chalafa avar mina olam. Taga, b'lashon Yishmael, in Arabic, taga is a keser, is a crown. Now, yesh b'farshim, some explaining continues, taga is rashi tevos. Taga really stands for three words, Talmid Gavra Acharina, Tav Gimel Aleph, Talmid Gavra Acharina. What does that mean? She'asur l'adam l'hishtamesh b'talmidim she'enu talmidav. What the Mishnah is telling us is, the charge to a Rebbe is, he should not have talmidim serve him who are not his talmidim. It's one thing for a talmid to serve his Rebbe when this is his Rebbe, but to now use the Keser of Torah, the Udishamish Betaga, Taga, so using Torah is using a Talmid Gavra Acharina of another person, meaning he's a Talmid, he's not your Talmid. To have him serve you, that's improper. And then he says, "Vani shamati." Last understanding says the Bartunura, "Udishtamish betaga hamishtamish b'shem hamaforash." That's what it means. A person who uses the name of Hashem in a way that we're not supposed to even pronounce it. And we know from Chazal many cases where people have used the name of Hashem. Let's say Moshe as maybe the prime example, using the name of Hashem to kill someone, to use it. So that person who uses the name of Hashem in a way to use that power when it's inappropriate, she'elo chelak olam haba. That's what means chalaf. He will pass away and pass away forever. He is eternal life. He will lose. So whether it means to abuse a person's Torah knowledge and use it for personal benefit, the first explanation, like you use a fork, like you use your own kli, to use the crown of Torah, or the idea to use a Talmud that's not yours to serve you, or to use the Shema Meforash, such a person, chalaf, he will pass away, whether from this world or from the next.